For our next song, turn to page 452. In your church hymnal.
When sorrows I see.
For our next song, turn to page 491. All right, we'll look to David for devotional.
Good evening and a welcome to all. Greetings in Jesus' name. It's good to be here and look forward to our evening together here and trust it will be an evening of that will bring glory to God and be an encouragement to us as we serve Him and encourage each other. This evening I'd like to look at a thing that is a gift that will not last forever. Many gifts don't last forever. A the gift God gave us that will come to an abrupt end sometime, and that is time. Time is a temporal thing. There will be a time in Revelations. It talks about Revelation chapter 10. It says John saw this angel come down from heaven, and he stood with one foot on the earth and the other on the sea and swore that time will be no more. It will be completely ended. So I wonder when we are in eternity, if we'll think back about time and have as hard a time understanding the concept of time as we do understanding the concept of eternity now. I have a hard time understanding eternity. I just can't quite get it. Maybe in eternity we'll have a harder time understanding time, although then I believe we will understand things perfectly, so maybe it all makes sense. Thinking of time, can't think of time without thinking of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 and this gift God has given us of time. We'll just read that. Read through verse 14 or 15. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. A time to kill. A time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep, and a time to cast away, a time to rend, and a time to sow, a time to keep silence, and a time to speak, a time to love, and a time to hate, a time of war, and a time of peace. What profit hath he that worketh in that wherein he laboreth? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He has made everything beautiful in his time. Also he has set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them, but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life. And also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of his all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God doeth, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God doeth it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath. That which is to be hath already been, and God requireth that which is past. There's several things in here I don't fully understand in this reading. We know what we do see, though, and I think we understand, is that things in life, there are good things, things we all would say are good things, and we enjoy them. There's a time for them. There are also things that we do not see as good. There's also time for them. And God has, it's the way God has made it. And and then there's this, God, but he has given us these instructions to do good in our life, do good with everything God has given us. I'm not sure what he means here when he says that God, in verse 11, he has made everything beautiful in his time. Also, he has set the world in their heart that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. God has set the world in our heart. I'm not sure what he means in that, other than that we are earthly people. So we understand earthly things, things in an earthly manner. We cannot fully understand as God understands it and sees it. I think some translations would say he has put eternity in their hearts, and that kind of gives it a different meaning. And the thing of that everyone has something in them that has a desire to seek out a higher power, which we know is God. So I'm not, anyhow, I have, I like this reading. I don't have all the answers in it, but we see the thing of time. Time is such a gift, and even though we are in time, in a sense, several years ago, I was at a visitation, and I overheard two men talking about, and one person mentioned that the one who had passed away, and he was passed away into eternity. And the other one said, well, that's true, but aren't we all in, you know, all of us that are in this life, we are, in a sense, in eternity. We still, the time we live here, we still, we decide where we were in eternity, but we will not escape eternity. All of us here will not, we are, in a sense, we will be in eternity. Maybe, in a sense, we could say it's already, because we, all of us, will, we do not escape eternity, all of us that are alive. There is a reading here that got me to thinking, or I thought was good. And there's a phrase, a quote here, "He who kills time injures eternity." We hear the phrase, "We killing time, or we kill time." What good does that do? Do we kill time? And then here's some quotes about time. "Take time to think. It is the source of power. Take time to play. It is the secret of perpetual youth. Take time to live and to be loved. It is a God-given privilege. Take time to read. It is the fountain of wisdom. Take time to pray. It is the greatest power on earth. Take time to be friendly. It is the road to happiness. Take time to laugh. It is the music of the soul. Take time to give. It is too short a day to be selfish. Take time to work. It is the price of success." All right, let's all stand for prayer. Our loving Father in heaven, we come to you this evening. We thank you for this day you've given to us, for this privilege you've given us of being together this evening. Thank you especially for this thing you've given us of time. And help us, Lord, to use it in a way that honors you and pleases you, and to remember it is a gift, and to use it in a way that honors you and glorifies you, Father. Help us, Father, as we go through this evening, that you would be honored in our singing here, that we could be an encouragement to each other, and just honor you in all things. Be with the different groups that sing. Just be near to them, Lord, and just pray for your blessing. Pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, the children can come forward for children's singing, and LaDonna will lead them in that. Stand here in front.
Jesus, trust me this time.
Does anyone have a song you'd like to sing? 25 in the Christian hymnal. And thank you, children, for that, LaDonna. Appreciate that. It's page 25, The Lily of the Valley. Selection? I'm sorry? 382. After this song, there will be a ladies' group by Patriel. I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand. Stable land,
Good evening. We've got three songs tonight. They are He Still Came, Faithful Love, and My Jesus, I Love Thee.
Oh,
25 in your church hymnal. And then after this song, we're going to have Lyle's group coming up.
Good evening, everyone. We have two songs, and I will introduce the first one. It's There's a Church in the Valley. I often think of a church in the Wildwood. It talks about our memories of our childhood, and of course, my childhood was right here, and so I have a lot of memories here, starting way back in what we say the old church, and I think my earliest memory is when we built the Sunday school room onto the side of that building over there. I'm sure there's a lot of you remember more than that. And then the school building, but one thing I had to think of was the many memories I have of the chorus, of James leading us in the chorus trips, different places, different states, driving all night in the bus, and just a lot of good memories and good times. And I think there's a lot of things that we can still enjoy today, and as you youth are coming up in the chorus, just don't ever take it for granted.
There's a church in the valley by the so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the vale. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild wood. Oh, come to the church of the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood. As a little brown church in the dale, how sweet on the bright Sunday morning to list to the clear ringing bell. How tenderly sweet is the warning as it goes to the church in the dale. Church in the wild wood, oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the dale. From the church in the valley by the wild wood, when day fades away, spot of my childhood, make my way to the mansions of light. Oh, come, 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 come to the church in the wild moon. Oh, come to the church in the dale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as a little brown church in the dale.
The second song we're singing, I'm a little bit nervous actually about singing it because it brings back a lot of memories of a little over a year ago when the quartet sang it at Grandma Katie's farewell. And is that the lights of home? And I think of, I thought of that song, and it's beautiful. It brings back tons of memories. But is that the lights of home that we're seeing? Do we feel the faint breezes that are blowing across to us? And then the very last, it says, if that's the lights of home, it's a welcome sight to me. I trust that's all of our, all of us, all of our testimony and our desire.
My soul cries out, O Lord, how long till my toiling end, and you call me home, since I caught a glimpse of my home. gazes at the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony. If that's the light of home, it's a welcome sight to me. Seems I can hear the angels sing with harps of gold and a thousand strings. Earth holds no charm when I hear their song. Sweet Beulah land, my own sweet home. Is that the lights of home I see? Do I feel a breeze from the crystal sea? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? Is that the light of home? It's a welcome sight to me. If that's the light of home, it's a welcome sight to me.
All right, for our next song, turn to page 232 in your church hymnal. And then after this song, Drake's group will come up. 232.
Oh,
Well, good evening. It is good to be up here again. We'll be singing two songs this evening. First song we're singing is I Found It All in the Blood. And I like to just think about it. What did we find when we found it in the blood? We found all of it. Everything we ever needed is in Jesus. We don't need to worry about all these stuff in the world. All we have is Christ, and that's all we need. Second song is I Stand Redeemed.
Thank you for sharing. We have one more song here. I think we'll go to 227 in the church hymnal. We want to thank everyone who has shared this evening. It's been a blessing to be here. And thank everyone who's sharing. And, after this song, we'll turn over to the chorus and then the ministry to close. So maybe the last verse here, the chorus can come forward. The Prayer Upon the Mountain, 227. Seems it's type is smaller than it used to be.
We're going to sing three songs tonight. Two rather short ones. The one, first of all, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray. I think it's an old one we've sung here before. Then we're singing Heart and Mind Possessions, Lord. I really like that, the words of that song. It talks about us giving our all. And I don't know, I've liked it for a long time. It's an old song. And then we're going to sing Just Over Yonder for those three to sing tonight.
Thank you. Disappointment.